News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. We begin with the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Directorate of Extension invites applications for the post of Upper Division Clerk, UDC, on deputation basis. The total number of vacancies is 3, including 2 anticipated vacancies. The last date for receipt of applications is extended by 30 days from the date of publication of the notice in the Employment News, Rozgar Samachar. For further details and application procedure, you may visit the website https://agriwelfare.gov.in or at www.krishivistar.gov.in. The Central Board of Secondary Education invites online applications for various posts on deputation basis. Positions include Assistant Professor, Professor Associate, Assistant Secretary Media Relations, Assistant Secretary Vigilance, Under Secretary Official Language, Under Secretary Academics, Librarian, Accountant, Workshop Instructor, and more. Interested candidates should refer to the official website www.cbse.nic.in for detailed eligibility criteria, qualifications, and application procedure. The online application form will be available from 17/6/2024 to 8/7/2024. Candidates must submit the application within 30 days from the date of publication of this circular in Employment News. Office of the Siemens Provident Fund Commissioner invites applications for 5 posts of Junior Assistant Group C non-gazetted from SC, OBC and UR categories. The initial basic pay is 25,500 rupees as per 7 CPC plus allowances. Interested candidates should apply as per central government rules by direct recruitment. The last date for receipt of applications in the office will be 30 days from the date of publication of this vacancy circular in Employment News. For detailed eligibility criteria, experience, age limit and other terms and conditions, you may visit the official website www.spfo.gov.in or www.dgshipping.gov.in under vacancies. Indian Air Force invites online applications from unmarried Indian male and female candidates for the selection test of Agni Veer Vayu intake 2025 under the Agnipath scheme. The online registration date are from 8 July 2024 to 28 July 2024, with online exam schedule from 18 October 2024 onwards. Candidates born between 3rd July 2004 and 3rd January 2008, both dates inclusive, are eligible to apply. The upper age limit as on date of enrollment should not exceed 21 years. The selection test is not for selection as commissioned officers or pilots or navigators or airmen, and the examination is valid for Agniveer Vayu intake 2025. General medical standards of Agniveer Vayu male and female candidates are specified, and candidates are advised to register early as no extension of registration dates will be accommodated. For detailed information to register, candidates may go onto the website https://agnipathvayu.cdac.in. Ordnance Factory Dehu Road, a unit of Munitions India Limited, invites offline applications for the position of tenure-based DBW, Danger Building Worker, on a contract basis. The initial period is 1 year, extendable up to 4 years. The basic pay is 19,900 rupees plus DA. Candidates must have matriculation with NAC, NTC issued by NCVT in AOCP trade and experience in manufacturing and handling military explosives and ammunitions. There are 201 vacancies. The age limit is between 18 to 35 years. SCST gets 5 years, OBC, NCL gets 3 years, and ex-servicemen get military service plus 3 years as age relaxation. Applications should reach within 21 days from the date of publication in Employment News. For more details and application procedure, you may visit https://munitionsindia.in/career. The Office of Seamen's Provident Fund Commissioner under the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways invites applications for junior assistant positions. 5 posts are available for SC, OBC and unreserved categories. Candidates can apply at Krupanidhi 9 Walchand Hirachand Marg, Balad Estate, Mumbai 400001 or visit the website www.spfo.gov.in for further details regarding eligibility criteria, experience, age limit and terms and conditions, or www.dgshipping.gov.in under vacancies. The application process started on the 17th of June 2024 and closes on 8th July 2024. Tariff Authority of Major Ports invites applications for various posts on deputation basis on contract. These include 1 position each for Deputy Director Cost, Assistant, Cashier, Stenographer Grade C and Stenographer Grade D. The pay scale of these posts ranges from Level 4 to Level 11 of the 7 CPC pay matrix. Interested candidates can find detailed eligibility criteria and application procedures on the website www.tariffauthority.gov.in. The last date for submitting applications is 30 days from the date of publication of the vacancy in the Employment News. Dr. Hari Singh Gaur Vishwavidyalaya, a Central University, Sagar, MP, India, invites applications in the prescribed format for eligible candidates for the following non-teaching positions: Group A on direct deputation basis, Controller of Examinations, Technical Officer, Public Relations Officer, Executive Engineer Civil, Executive Engineer Electrical, Internal Audit Officer, Assistant Registrar and Hindi Officer. Application fee is 1000 rupees for General OBC EWS candidates and 500 rupees for SCST, and persons with disability are exempted from payment of application fees. Minimum qualification, experience, reservation, relaxation in service conditions, emoluments as prescribed by the Government of India, CRR 2022 of the university. The appointment may be made on direct recruitment on deputation basis. Last date of submission of online application form is 24/6/2024. Last date of hard copy of application form is 36/2024 before 6 p.m. You may visit the website at www.dhsgsu.edu.in for qualifications, eligibility criteria and other details.
Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.